He left the cinema, walked to the shopping district, and found the same coffee shop as the night before. The owner remembered him. Hoshino sat in the same chair and ordered coffee. Once more, he was the only customer. Something with stringed instruments was playing on the stereo.
Haydn's first cello concerto. Pierre Fournier's playing the solo, the owner explained as he brought over his coffee.
It's a really natural sound, Hoshino commented.
It is, isn't it? The owner said. Pierre Fournier is one of my absolute favourite musicians. Like an elegant wine, his playing has an aroma and substance that warms the blood and gently encourages you. I always refer to him as Maestro Fournier out of respect. I don't know him personally, of course, but I've always felt as though he were my mentor.
Listening to Fournier's flowing, dignified cello, Hoshino was drawn back to his childhood. He used to go to the river every day to catch fish.
Nothing to worry about back then, he reminisced. Just live each day as it came. As long as I was alive, I was something.
That was just how it was. But somewhere along the way, it all changed. Living turned me into nothing. Weird. People are born in order to live, right? But the longer I've lived, the more I've lost what's inside me, and ended up empty. And I bet the longer I live, the emptier, the more worthless I'll become. Something's wrong with this picture. Life isn't supposed to turn out like this. Isn't it possible to shift direction, to change where I'm headed?
Excuse me, Hoshino called out to the owner at the cash register.
Can I help you?
I was wondering if you had time. Could you come over and talk to me? I'd like to know more about this Haydn guy.
The owner was happy to give a mini-lecture on Haydn, the man and his music. He was basically a reserved sort of person, but when it came to classical music, he was eloquent. He explained how Haydn became a hired musician, serving different patrons over his long life, creating who knows how many compositions to order. Haydn was practical, affable, humble and generous, he said, yet also a complex person with a silent darkness all his own inside.
Haydn was an enigmatic figure. Nobody can know the amount of intense pathos he held inside him. In the feudal time he was born in, though, he was compelled to skillfully cloak his ego in submissiveness and display a bright, happy exterior. Otherwise he would have been crushed. A lot of people compare him unfavourably to Bach and Mozart, both his music and the way he lived. Over his long life he was innovative, to be sure, but never exactly on the cutting edge. But if you really pay attention as you listen, you can catch a hidden longing for the modern ego. Like a far-off echo full of contradictions, it's all there in Haydn's music, silently pulsating. Listen to that chord. Hear it? It's very quiet, right? But it has a persistent, inward-moving spirit that's filled with a pliant, youthful sort of curiosity.
Like François Truffaut's films.
Exactly, the owner exclaimed happily, patting Hoshino's arm reflexively. You've hit it right on the head. You find the same spirit animating Truffaut, a persistent, inward-moving spirit that's filled with a pliant, youthful sort of curiosity, he repeated.
When the Haydn concerto was over, Hoshino asked him to play the Rubinstein Heifetz Feuermann version of the Archduke trio again. While listening to this, he again was lost in thought.
Damn it, I don't care what happens, he decided. I'm going to follow Mr. Nakata as long as I live. To hell with the job!